In a personal finance release, Head of Financial Education at Old Mutual, John Manike, says cashing out of your pension fund when you change jobs or resigning to access your pension may seem like a quick cash flow fix, but in actual fact, you could be crippling yourself. Well, to share his views on this issue, I'm joined on the line by John Manike. As I said, he's the Head of Financial Education at Old Mutual. John, just remind us why building up a pension fund for retirement is so important for individuals and their families.
Yeah, so pension funds or provident funds, as we call it, because there will be that slight difference there. They're actually designed to secure your future. They're designed to help you maintain the same standard of living when you retire, to provide you with an income when you're no longer working. You know, so the risk of people who are not saving for retirement is that when you retire and you don't have an income, and the likelihood is that you would have to downgrade your lifestyle. And more, and let's not forget that when you retire, your bills don't retire with you.
That's the problem. So currently, what does the law say about individuals being able to access their retirement savings early, especially in scenarios of, early retirement and resignation?
South Africa is one of the few countries in the world that allows people to actually access the pension money or provident funds before they actually get to the actual retirement. And the risk with that is that you're likely going to have a lot more people depending on the state to provide. I mean, we have, for example, approximately about 17 million people who are beneficiaries of social grants. I mean, amongst those people are people who don't have a pension of any sort as a result of relying on government. So the risk also there is that the level of dependency on the state becomes higher, and it's not good for economy because it means that you would have to set aside money for social grant. Yes, it is necessary to help those who cannot.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you were working and you had the opportunity to actually save, it does not really help anyone. I mean, governments around the world are finding ways to cut down, because when you're in an environment where there's budget deficits almost on an annual basis, the likelihood is that those who pay tax are likely going to pay more. But at a personal level, it means you will have to rely on other people. I mean, research has shown that one in three South Africans believe that the government will look after them when they retire. Another one in three people believe that their children will look after them when they retire.
So, John, in the event that people are going to have access or be able to gain access to their retirement early, what are some of the things that they need to consider before they go down that route?
Okay, firstly, I think one is to really think twice about accessing their pension in the first place. Because if you want to access your pension because you want to pay off your debts, you must first think of the reasons why you went into debt in the first place. But you must also be mindful of the fact that if you access your pension now, you are actually borrowing from your future. So it's not ideal for a person to actually access their shares. I think what's ideal here is that if you are going to be changing jobs, you shouldn't touch your pension. You should rather, if your new company doesn't offer you any retirement fund or provident or pension fund, then you should rather opt for preserving your pension or provident fund, and that's why you need to speak to a financial advisor. But tip number one is, if you decide that you want to change jobs, you need to do your homework before you actually jump ship. I think our economy is in a very delicate situation right now, and very often people just jump ship without actually doing some kind of a background check on the company they want to join. And you then face the risk of being retrenched. I mean, companies that retrench would apply what we call LIFO, which is last in, first out. So if they are going to be retrenching, the person who joined the last is the one that's more likely to be retrenched, unless it's a very scarce skills in that particular company. That's why it's important to actually do your homework, understand what the financial position, how healthy is the financial position of that company. That's one. Secondly, you need to explore opportunities at your current workplace, because sometimes you might find you don't necessarily have a bad employer, You know, sometimes people resign not from the company, but they resign from the manager. You know, but some people feel that I'm stuck here. You know, I'm not growing and so on. But maybe you need to look at: do I need to sharpen my skills in any way? Do I need to invest in my personal development and so on, or complete a course? Or apply for other opportunities within the same company. That would be first prize if you can, if there are opportunities. And then number three, don't get tempted by a big salary. You know how many people resign just because the other company is promising a big salary. But you must compare apples to apples. Because what if, yes, they're offering you a big salary, but they don't offer you a pension or provident fund. They don't offer you any subsidy on your medical aid. And if you have to procure those things for yourself, that big salary you won't see, it ends up being far less than what it seems on paper. Tip number four, you need to consider the physical location of your new employer. You know, a lot of us actually work far from, I mean, we live far from the workplace. You know, as a result, if you take a job and you have to travel quite a long distance to get there, you have to consider the fuel cost.
Yes.
You know, because if you end up having to pay more, because we know we have some very serious traffic, you know, so and if you're going to be spending a lot of money on fuel and it ends up eroding your new salary or disposable income, then you're actually back to school. You might even be in a far western situation.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, isn't it really a good idea for people to actually look at how they manage their finances to begin with? Because, you know, if you've got bad habits and then you happen to have access to a lot of money and those bad habits are not, you know, you don't get rid of those habits, then surely you're going to get even into more financial trouble.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, there are people who change jobs and they feel that pressure, the peer pressure to actually buy a new car. So you resign from your previous employer, you use your pension, you buy a new car, and you want to start in with a new employer on a new car. But then the thing is, but you've have to pension, or you've even used your pension. That's not really a wise decision to make, because even with your increased salary, if your lifestyle is very expensive, you've got you know, what I call an expensive taste for the finer things in life. Of course, we all do. But then certain things you can admire, you know, but stay put.
And then lastly, John, and very quickly indeed, what is the desired kind of pension that you want to get? What percentage of your general salary should you be aiming to achieve by the time you retire?
So I think there at financial advisors would say to you, you need to aim at you know, securing 70% of your last salary. So in other words, your pension or provident fund must actually give you annuity equivalent to 70% of your last salary in order to maintain the same standard of living. That's what you need to be aiming at, so that you don't actually downgrade your lifestyle when you retire. You do find people, for example, who retire and they haven't settled their bond. And then they take, say, maybe 30 or 40% of their pension payout. And then what are you going to live on?
That was John Manyike. He's the head of financial education at Old Mutual.